Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Okay, thank you very much. And are you 18 and or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
I'm 20.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'll say I'm satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I generally approve.
So that would be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
I'd say somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Once again, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is improving K-12 education.
8.
Then we have banning TikTok.
2.
Then we have protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
6.
Thank you. Then we have lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
And banning assault weapons.
10.
Thank you. And combating climate change and protecting the environment?
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
4.
Thank you. And finally, for this section, addressing immigration and border security?
4.
Thank you. Now, do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you?
No.
Thank you. And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you feel less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming elections?
Still motivated.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
Zero.
Then we have TikTok.
Seventy.
70. And then we have Joe Biden.
60.
Then we have Cory Booker.
I'm not familiar with that person.
Never heard of him?
Correct.
Okay. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
60.
Then we have Cornel West.
50.
50. Then we have X, formerly known as Twitter.
15.
Then we have Charlemagne the God.
What was that?
Charlemagne the God.
Not very familiar.
Okay, never heard of him?
Correct.
Thank you. Then we have YouTube.
85.
85. And we have Mark Zuckerberg.
25.
And finally, we have Republicans in Congress.
7.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the presidential elections were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Green Party candidate Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, you can also say so.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? If you can, in a few words.
I generally am more aligned in his policies, and I think he's the most likely person to beat Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, changing gears a bit, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity in our society or more of a threat?
More of a benefit.
And do you think it's somewhat more of a benefit or much more of a benefit?
Much more of a benefit.
Thank you. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right.
Tech companies should be more regulated.
Thank you. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Do you think it's Google, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook or Meta, video games, X, formerly known as Twitter, or Instagram?
TikTok.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube?
Often.
And would you say it's multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week?
Multiple times a day.
Thank you. Then we have Instagram.
Once a week.
Once a week?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Then we have TikTok.
Once a month.
Once a month. Oh, okay. Thank you. Then we have X, formerly Twitter.
Once a day.
And Facebook.
Once a month.
Once a month. Thank you. Now, as a TikTok user, which of these uses is the most important to you personally? Connected with people who share your views and values, learning about businesses and products, organizing, communicating with, and hearing from your community, accessing unfiltered news and information, watching entertaining content, or learning new skills, for example, cooking, home and car repairs, etc.
Watching entertaining content.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with a statement. The first one is, TikTok plays a negative role in society.
The options are agree or disagree, or?
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly agree, somewhat disagree, and strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Strongly disagree.
Then we have X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Somewhat agree.
Meta plays a negative role in society.
What was that?
Meta. Meta plays a negative role in society.
Okay.
Meta. Yeah.
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Then we have Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
And X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law?
I have recently heard of it, yes.
And what have you heard, is it a lot or just a little?
Just a little.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Generally opposed, I suppose.
We do have a scale, once again, if that helps. We have strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.?
I think I'm pretty neutral on the candidate.
We have a scale, if it helps. Does that make you much more likely to?
I'll say somewhat.
Yes?
I'll say somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely to vote for or against?
For.
For. Thank you. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors? They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are playing politics. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. Or they think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens?
I pick one of those.
One of them. What do you think is the primary motivation behind banning TikTok?
I would say the security.
They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please select all that apply. Social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram? Yes or no?
Yes.
News aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard?
Yes.
Music and entertainment sites?
Yes.
Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC?
Yes.
Print newspapers or magazines?
No.
Local TV news?
Yes.
Talk or news radio?
No.
National evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC?
Yes.
News websites or apps?
Yes.
And YouTube? Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My sophomore year of college.
College graduate?
What was the question?
Was it a college graduate or bachelor's degree?
I have not graduated. Some college.
Oh, some college. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.